I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We have organized efforts by domestic terrorists, and that's what they are, to do things like box in law enforcement's cars where they can't even move. And as we know from arrests that were made this weekend, some of these men and women that are boxing in these federal law enforcement officers are armed with heavy machinery. And so this is not a peaceful protest. And when that word is, those words are used, it's a shameful. Because what we have going on right now is literally domestic terrorism in Chicago.
So Todd Blanche, Deputy Attorney General, talking about the whatever it is that's going on in Chicago and how these things materialize. You know, here in St. Louis, we watched Ferguson happen, and it was in our yard. It was in our backyard. Things got out of hand so quickly. And then the question was, how do you get this stuff back in control, under control? And we're going to talk to someone who knows a little bit about that right now. Welcome to the show, Rob Chadwick, a retired FBI supervisory agent, principal training advisor at USCCA. Rob, thank you for giving us some of your time this afternoon. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Annie, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
Of course. I wanted to give you the opportunity from your position, your level of experience, you know, specifically with the FBI, the training that you and that you engaged in and have been a participant in teaching. When you see what's going on in Chicago and you see these protests, they look very organized. They look like they know what they're doing. And it's there to cause, they're very antagonistic, of course. It gets violent. It gets dangerous. What do you make of what we're seeing specifically in Chicago when it comes to the way these protesters are treating ICE?
Well, it's outrageous, and it's deeply disturbing. And as you pointed out, it is very well organized, and the communication, you know, aided by social media, is quite simple. And so all of this is calculated to sow dissent, to sow mistrust, and just, you know, cause chaos. And I'll tell you, Annie, arguably the most disturbing development in all of this that I've been monitoring over the last several days is the reports from yesterday, where Chicago PD, a commander, ordered his troops or his officers to not respond to calls for help from fellow enforcement officers. I mean, this is literally something I've never heard of before. And so, you know, this is deeply disturbing for a lot of reasons, not the least of which is just the uncertainty that is now in the minds of every law enforcement officer out there. Used to be, you know, you could take for granted that if you called for aid, whether it was your fellow officers on your department or surrounding jurisdictions, they were coming, right? It was a matter of time before, you know, that sort of blue wave showed up. But now you have a major police department in the city of Chicago that literally turned their back on other law enforcement officers who were exercising their sworn duties. And so this really is a troubling, you know, development for all of us, because, you know, if a law enforcement officer is now questioning who's coming to help me, that sort of, you know, echoes with private citizens as well.
I would like for you, if you wouldn't mind, we're speaking with Rob Chadwick. He's a retired FBI supervisory agent. Can you talk for people who don't understand the layers of law enforcement that are involved specifically in this situation in Chicago, because they called for the local law enforcement to come help them out? You've got federal agents there. You've got, I guess, local and state officers coming or not coming in to help. Like, how do these intermix in a situation where the federal government is sending in federal officers, ICE agents, to enforce federal law, immigration law? Is it unusual for a federal agency to have to come in like this and to need to call on local law enforcement for them to interact in this way, or is that standard operating procedure?
Well, you know, this is nothing new in terms of, you know, federal agencies coming to augment or help or, you know, sort of assist with their state, local, federal, tribal partners. I mean, the United States has so many layers of law enforcement, and historically, they've really worked very well together. And I believe at the street level, that's always the case, right? It was my experience as a street agent and as a police officer years ago in Washington, D.C. It was always the street agents and the street officers that could get along and you know, have no problem whatsoever working seamlessly together. It's the leadership, you know, when it gets a little more politicized, where things get a little crazy. But yeah, you know, we saw President Trump, you know, surge some troops into Washington, D.C., where I grew up and where I did my policing and time as an FBI agent. You know, it really helped. Even the very, you know, liberal mayor of Washington had to admit, yeah, this is actually, you know, having an effect, a positive effect on crime rates. And so, as we all know, crime in Chicago is out of control and has been for, you know, decades. I mean, I, you know, right before your show, I just Googled, you know, Chicago crime headlines, you know, boy found shot dead in Southside, man seriously wounded in stabbing, necklace robberies all over the city. So, you know, it's not like Chicago has this under control and the leadership knows it. This has simply turned into a political fight, and it's going to take its toll on the citizens. That's always who seems to pay for it.
Retired FBI supervisor agent Rob Chadwick speaking with us right now. To that point, when we listen to Governor Pritzker, I happen to live in Illinois, downstate across the Mississippi River from St. Louis, but I am an Illinois resident. I have had the pleasure of voting against J.B. Pritzker twice, but yet his voice is out there saying, we've got this completely under control. We've got no problem here that we need federal agents to come in. And now the Texas National Guard has arrived to Chicago to help with, retaining order in these areas. When the governor and then, of course, the mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, are saying we don't need any help, and a quick Google search shows that they have quite a problem on their hand. I think I heard today there's 110,000 gang members, I think, in Chicago or Cook County. Kash Patel just made that known last night in an interview. What happens when you have a governor of a state, states' rights or whatever, conflicting with the president of the United States commanding the National Guard troops coming in? Do the National Guard troops have a right to be there?
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you know, I think the fact of the matter is, even Governor Pritzker doesn't believe what he's saying. He's simply playing to his base, playing to that, you know, political side of it. And again, this is the problem is this is being reflected and taken out upon the citizens of not just Chicago, but Illinois. You as a resident there know how politicized specifically that state seems to be. And it's heartbreaking to see it when people just want some law and order. You know, nothing happens unless we feel safe. All of us want to be able to go home to our families and, you know, get them go to, regardless of your political persuasions, safety has to come first. And so, you know, for an elected leader to claim that they have it under control is a farce. And so I'm very anxious to see, you know, this surge that hopefully will allow, you know, the men and women of the Chicago Police Department and maybe surrounding jurisdictions to, you know, catch a little bit of a breather. fact is, Annie, that nationwide, law enforcement is about 30% understaffed on average, you know, any given agency, any given day. So these officers, where that's really reflected is response times and training. You know, training is always the first thing to get cut, right? So when you don't have enough officers out on patrol, you can't allow a few of them to go to training. And so you're seeing this reflected in a longer term effect, unfortunately, and it's really taking a negative impact on all of our safety. And so, you know, the citizens of Chicago, the citizens of Illinois have to ask themselves, you know, who's going to come to help me? Who is going to be that first responder? And, you know, that's why I do what I do with USCCA is I argue that you have to be your own first responder. You better have a plan for what to do when someone kicks in your door at 2 o'clock in the morning, because we know that law enforcement response times have doubled on average. There was just a story last year in Chicago where the mom had two men breaking in her house, calls 911, and the Chicago dispatcher literally told her, "We have no units to send you." Imagine how that would feel. Men in your house and the police are not coming. It was over 4 hours before the first officer showed up.
4 hours? 4 hours. Oh, my goodness. That's outrageous. Rob Chadwick speaking with us. He's a retired FBI supervisory agent. Just on that note, before we let you go, you are a principal training advisor at USCCA. I have my conceal and carry license in the state of Illinois. There are a lot of hoops and dollars to spend in order to exercise that Second Amendment right. If people are thinking about this now for the first time, about maybe becoming their own first responder, which I completely agree with you on that, what is your advice on how they should get started in that process?
Easiest.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Way, honestly, we've made it as easy as possible. Just Google USCCA or go to the USCCA.com website, enter your zip code, and there will literally be hundreds of free classes. And here's the thing. We started recently our non-lethal weapons program. We're not all about the firearm, right? We want to meet anybody anywhere along their self-defense journey. So someone who may not be comfortable, maybe never be comfortable with a firearm, we have training for tasers and pepper sprays and non-lethal launchers. Anything to get you started. It starts with that acknowledgement that, hey, I'm going to have to become a stakeholder in my own safety and security for that amount of time before the police do arrive. They're still coming. They're still your friends, but there is going to be some time that you're going to have to buy for yourself, and you better have a plan to do so.
Rob Chadwick, thank you for the time today. We appreciate it. Your expertise adds quite a lot for this conversation. We're always grateful to get new voices on here. So thank you for being with us this afternoon.
Annie, thanks for the opportunity and stay safe.
Of course. Thank you so much. Rob Chadwick is a retired FBI supervisory agent, principal training advisor at USCCA. A little delay on that phone call there, but glad we could make that conversation happen. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, let's talk a little bit more about the YouTube poll. Should the Bible be taught in school, yes or no? Ryan said yes, and I said earlier, I'm a no, and I'm going to tell you why I'm a no when we get back here after this break. Andy on YouTube says, hell no. Interesting choice of words. We'll discuss. Maybe Andy and I agree on something. Maybe. We'll see when we come back. Don't go away.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.